Now, a new exhibition is at the Powerhouse Museum. It's hit for the summer, you know, when it's really, really hot outside. Maybe heading to the Powerhouse Museum might be a good idea. Now, the exhibition is called Future Parks. It's all about colour and light. Essentially, it's just having fun with technology. We've got director Peter Denham on the line to tell us a little bit more. So Peter, first off, I mean, what is the exhibition all about?
It's a wonderful connection between technology, nature, and really design at its base.
All right.
It's a wonderful show that is playful and immersive, but has a strong underlying message about our interaction with nature and technology.
Okay, so, I mean, because I was having a look at the videos and stuff, and by the looks of it, you know, you can draw something on a piece of paper and then it can become something 3D looking, and it looks amazing. Can you sort of tell me, I mean, like, for kids, what can they do?
So much. In the show, there are 8 activities, from a light ball orchestra where you can interact with large balls that change colour when you come into contact with them, but they also then play music that changes when others join you. So the underlying software and technology is quite incredible. What you just mentioned is one of the bigger activities, which is graffiti nature, where you can walk into this environment to have animals, to have whales and other shapes and colours follow you through this space.
Wow.
And what's beautiful about their work is that the more people that are actually interacting, the more powerful the work is. So much is going on around you when more and more people get involved.
So what I'm getting from this is that I'm going to bring my little cousin and, you know, all of her friends and then all of, you know, my little cousin's friends so that, you know, we can get the absolute most out of the exhibition. Is that about right?
That's about right. But the one thing there is it's not just about children. It's something that all adults also need to see. The technology and what is a wonderfully immersive experience, I couldn't say just don't just bring the kids. It's a wonderful thing to experience.
All right, okay, that sounds like fun. So the other thing I wanted to ask is, the Japanese collective Team Lab, what they're called, they've worked on this. Can you tell me a little bit about, you know, what else have they done?
Yeah, it's an exclusive to MAS and to the Powerhouse Museum in Australia, and it's so fantastic that we've been able to partner with them. You know, they have an incredible gift of blurring the boundaries between the real and the virtual, between science, technology and design. And it's been amazing watching the team synchronising their work and bringing it to life over the last couple of weeks. But they started off as a tiny collective and now have offices spotted around the world, because their work is so engaging. It's so that use of digital has really, their use of it has really taken off. The incredible part is that they range from beautiful immersive artworks through to Future Park, which is a very playful and has a strong educational and learning underpinning. But then they also range, because they're all software writers, mathematicians, etc., that they do websites through to work in big department stores.
Oh, right. Okay. So they do a lot. Now, the thing I really want to know is, I mean, this is a pretty incredible looking exhibition, but I mean, especially with all creative things, there's always a, you know, a bunch of ideas that didn't make the cut. So, I mean, can you tell me a little bit about, you know, was there something that you were kind of looking forward to and then it just didn't end up happening?
so much with their work, and I think that's the great part of why Maz wanted so much to work with them, is that their work is so full of possibility, and that's where we want to be as a museum. They have done works, and we wanted them to work with our collection, because they have done things in the past that you can then interact digitally with collection items, not just on a screen, but through these interactive walls that they are so good at putting together.
Oh, alrighty. Okay. Alrighty. Well, I'm going to have to leave it there, but it's been a pretty interesting morning. That was Peter Denham, who's the director of the Powerhouse Museum, having a chat to us about the new exhibition called Future Parks. It looks pretty cool. So on a very, very hot day, maybe head on down there.